Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I was walking to the studio this morning, letting my mind wander where it will go, and I passed a huge spruce. It rises out of a lawn 50 feet or more, straight up, nary a wiggle, and perfectly symmetrical. The branches grow close together, and they begin only a foot or so off the ground. Rain was in the air, but not yet committed to falling. I looked into the center of the tree. It was dark in there. It was dry in there. It was quiet in there. I thought I could hide here, take shelter, be safe, and fall asleep, or just lie there and look up through all that green above me. And then it hit me. I used to play this game all the time when I was a boy. It would happen as I walked around the neighborhood. It happened looking out a bus window. It happened rushing past the landscape high above the ground, riding on the subway. Yeah, where I grew up, every rapid transit train was called a subway, whether you were going under the East River or riding through Queens on an elevated line. 30 feet above the street level, it's still a subway. Whatever my means of travel, I would find an out-of-the-way spot and mark it in my mental map. I would mark it as a place that I could hide, if I wanted to. There were places along the Long Island Railroad tracks. There were places behind garages. There were places along a frontage road. There were places in the nooks and crannies of a big old church. All of them potential hideouts. Why, you might ask, would a boy of 9 or 10 years old be casing the world looking for places to lie low for a while? Well, I don't know. I don't have a clue as to why I did that all those years ago, or, for that matter, why I did that just this morning. Was it some kind of romance about being on the run? A boy's imagined solution for a time when I really get in trouble? I didn't really get in trouble a lot at all as a kid, and maybe that's a clue. The dime novel aspect, if you will. What if I were a bad boy? Like Patty O'Connor or Jimmy Wilson, how would I handle the heat when they came for me? I've always spent a lot of time in my head. I like it up there. But why the hiding theme? Well, maybe it was just about being alone. I've learned to make time for myself over the years, but when I was young, I never would have thought of personal time. Nobody took personal time 60 years ago. You did what you did, and it was always about your family or school or a job, and never about you. Never. PT did not mean personal time. It meant gym class. I know what you're thinking. Was little Eddie Holohan abused as a child? No. Emphatically no. Well, okay, there's abuse and there's abuse, isn't there? My dad hit me once, when I hid out with Kevin McShay for so many hours on end that the whole neighborhood was looking for us. When we reappeared sheepishly with no damn reason why we didn't answer all those calls for Kevin, Eddie, he smacked me across the butt. It stung, and that was that. My mom never took a swing at me. Nope. I was as far from brutalized as a boy could be. But my dad could talk. Man, could he talk. He would use all the right words to let me know how wrong I was. Now, I don't remember feeling demeaned particularly, but I do remember feeling powerless, like a firefly under a glass. Some of those talks lasted for days, on and off. He loved a theme, and once he got hold of one, we could count on several sermons about it. I didn't fight back until I was in high school, a senior. That's when my dad found out that he had helped create his equal on earth. We tested each other's resolve for years. So I wonder, I still do wonder, why did I stop at that gorgeous spruce this morning and make a note, if only for a minute or two, there's a good hideout, if I need one. So how about you? Do you think about places to hide out? Is it a simple search for personal time or an unresolved need to just run away from it all? Let's trade our answers one of these days, as soon as we get some.